Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
When you're sitting in front of the toy show, anything you might like to eat, any old thing you could rustle up during the day as special toy show snacks, and just how much booze can you put into the Christmas pudding? Jack O'Keefe, of course, from television fame and formerly of Greens here. Jack, how are you doing, mate?
What's the story, PJ? How are you keeping?
Good to have you back. We'll talk about the pudding shortly, because I read an article in the Mail during the week about the royal Christmas pudding, and it's a wonder that the Queen records her speech in November for Christmas Day, because it says she's half cut by the time she's finished the Christmas pudding. Poor woman. It says she hasn't got two words to rub together by 3 o'clock on a Christmas Day, if that's how much booze
she has to be. She probably has to be put up with all her in-laws.
I'd say so. But for tonight, for the toy show, snacks, what can we do?
Look, it's the best day of the year, isn't it? Best day of the year. Every single takeaway, I'd say, in this country is preparing. They're all like, it's like Scotty in the original Star Trek. He's like, I'm giving her all she got, Captain. But he's screaming at the deep red fire as he's pounding in the snack boxes into it. The busiest time of the year for a takeaway in the country. Would you believe that? It's tonight.
I remember that actually. A couple of years ago, trying to get some pizzas at 8:30. I rang one of the shops. My man was laughing at me. He said, "Get him here tomorrow."
Tuesday week.
So what can we do? What can we do if we don't want to get takeaway, or if we can't get takeaway?
Look, pop down to your local grocery. Get some nice snacks and make some lovely finger food. I always, and when it comes, like myself and my fiance are going to sit here watching the late tonight. We're going to go down to the shop, pick up some popcorn. I'll make some like toffee popcorn, a few bits and pieces, and we'll just have snacks. It's like almost the same sort of recipes you do on a match day. If you're sitting down in front of the TV watching the rugby or watching the All-Ireland, you know, that kind of finger food stuff that's easy, that can be heated up in the oven and banged out on the table, the kind of stuff that you'd find in your M&S and so on. But however, if you do have kids, or you do have a few grown-up kids like myself who will never who refuse to grow up and become adults, I still want to be a fireman, you know, when I grow up. But it's hot chocolate, and like, I love hot chocolate. And you don't need to buy the instant stuff either. I mean the proper hot chocolate stuff that uses actual chocolate and cream, actual Irish cream, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I'll just spout out a quick little recipe here, and people can take down notes at home if they're driving, pull in. I don't want to hear about any collisions and don't get roundabout caused by me. But look, what I'd always start with, let's say for like one or two people, about 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder. That could be your Bourneville, or it could be your Green and Blacks, or you can splash the cash and go into town and get into the English market and get some really good organic cocoa powder, with 2 heaped tablespoons of that. And then about 1.5 tablespoons of sticky brown sugar, another 2 or so tablespoons of double cream, about 1 cup of milk, a splash of vanilla extract if you have it there. Doesn't really matter that much. And just a tiniest little pinch of salt, just to kind of take the sting out of the sugar and the bitterness of the cocoa powder. Mix it all together in a saucepan. Whisk it together till there's no lumps. Put it on a gentle heat. And while it's heating up, just keep whisking. And at the very end, I finish it off with my favorite type of chocolate. Whichever your favorite is at home, use that. And that's it. It's as simple as that. What I'd often do is I'll get really bougie and I'll actually melt and drop Ferrero Rochers into the chocolate and kind of smush them and mash them with the whisk, so you get the lumps of prawn.
The ambassador's residence.
Biscuit. It's what?
The ambassador's residence. Ferrero Rocher. Remember the ad?
Ferrero Rocher. Or After Eight, you know what?
Oh, now you're talking.
Let me break your teeth.
Now you're talking my language, After Eight.
Kids would love it, especially if you use like dairy milk. You know, you can be a fancy chef all you want, but you can't beat a dairy milk, especially the old school one, the really small one. that they've made smaller because of the sugar tax. But anyway, I can't give out to them about that. But yeah, that's my hot chocolate. Like, get some sticky American marshmallows, pop them on top, and your kids or your husband will absolutely love you.
Toffee and chocolate popcorn. I thought that was sent from hell until I tasted it. My God.
Yes. I remember years ago when popcorn started to be made fancy. I remember going in Greens, actually, we did it. The abuse I gave Brian McCarthy that time. Truffle popcorn as a canopy. And I just was like, what is this, Brian? A Dr. Seuss novel?
Yeah, no, popcorn. Oh, good old-fashioned plain popcorn has never gone out of fashion and probably never will. Let's talk about this Christmas pudding, though, that the Queen has.
Look, the key, like, with the Christmas pudding, a lot of people just will dump the alcohol, whatever it is. It's generally a bottle of Paddy or a bottle of Powers into the batter mix before they put it into their Christmas pudding mold and then just bake it off that way. But as a kind of, as a foodie and as a chef, and my advice is before you even get to that stage, you know, when you're making Christmas pudding, you soak the dried fruit in hot water. So you're supposed to. Some people soak it in hot water overnight, so you boil the kettle, all the rays and sultanas and all that stuff goes into a bowl, you pour boiling water over and you leave it sit for the night, scoop it out, and then you add it to the rest of your ingredients. What you just do is, to make the perfect bougie Christmas pudding, you replace that boiling hot water with hot alcohol of whatever you prefer. Now, be careful, obviously, heating up hot alcohol, especially if it's a spirit like a whiskey or a vodka or something like that with a high alcohol rate in it. Once that simmers, if there's a gas flame anywhere near it, one up in flames. And you cannot blame me for house burning. So, like, what I'd advise people is to
proceed with care. Jack O'Keefe from the television and formerly of Greens. Those are his ideas for tonight. Lots of chocolate involved. Lots and lots of chocolate and popcorn. And maybe the adults watching the toy show might try something a little bit boozy. Guinness have a hot chocolate. Did you know that? I found it in one of my favourite shops recently. Guinness have a hot chocolate. They have. And I discovered something about it. First of all, there's no Guinness in it. There's no Guinness in it at all. There's no alcohol in it at all. But it is pure, grated, flaked chocolate. So now I've had to hide it, or I will eat spoons of it out of the tin.
Cork's 96 FM.